is always wet dreaming about, and I could never understand why. Every other woman in my family was adequately equipped and fortified with brick house figures of the most monstrous proportions. At 13, the most I could hope for was the occasional absent-minded comment about the size, shape, and exact location of my hard nipple, braless breast needs at $14.99 Marcy special purple polyester rib nip halter top, which I wore 5 out of every 7 days that summer. But what I really coveted were those extra special sachet and double cedars my cousin Big Al sported shamelessly. 34, 24, 44. I'm talking depth and width. Weeks passed, and I was still waiting for the blessed event of puberty to inflate particular body parts. I wanted to know what it meant to be trussed up like a turkey, to hear heated sighs from my balcony window, to be taken eager, wet like sake sometimes got. Oh, yes. Oscar Phillips' dope party was in 3 days, and I was invited. Well, not exactly invited. Me and about 5 other girls were sitting on my stoop, satelliting sepia, basking in the glow of her new girl on the block popularity, when Babe Jones had stepped in, shimmied up the block, straight up in her face. Y'all, what's up, Mama Sparkling Shine? Right on, Be Free Baby Love. Goddamn. I was undone. Here, in living color, was the effigy of whom I had lit the candles of my unrequited love nightly. But I went to Brooklyn Tech. He was strictly Erasmus Hall. I watched breathlessly as he slid his 3x5 graffitied party invitation into her right palm. Sepia, goddess, was by some strange twist of fate to return home on Wednesday, 2 hours before the party. It was my stoop, so I naturally was invited to serve as proxy, to serve as sacrificial lamb led to social slaughter with no ass, no hips. I was devastated until my best friend Rosa hip me to a sure thing, the one means by which I could improve my deficit assets. Dominican girdles, pocket patterns, booty boosters, the ones we'd seen pictures of in the back of Essence magazine, which I could not afford. But 2 hours before that party, my narrow waist, cinched by my mother's big black belt, my oil softened sheen, finely picked, neatly patterned Sister Angela afro standing at full attention, my spindly legs teetering on 2 small buffalo sandals, my tiny drawers packed with every scrap of fabric I could find from my mother's sewing baskets, I stood before myself in Rosa's mirror, swaying my makeshift hips in ways she'd instructed, a sight before tonight unseen in the streets of Flatbush. Sight, who only recently discovered the meaning of the words feminine. Wow.